So I got stuck in ESL class. The unique thing about ESL class for me was my teacher, she was a Filipina herself, you know? I thought I was gonna get by. Ooh, Pinay. She cannot deny. She was Filipina, but her name was Mrs. Scott, okay? Yeah, same here, you know. That's a really traditional indigenous Filipino name, if you ask me, though. Not true, I'm not gonna break her on that, you know. Because I think up in the north and the highland regions, there's probably some Filipinos named Scott, you know. They probably wear like a bahag and a kilt kind of combination. What are you doing here, tangina? Hey, this is my mountain, asshole! So Mrs. Scott, she was an intense woman. I remember Mrs. Scott always put on the traditional yearly ESL graduation night for all the graduates. You know, you have to go, you have to stay in that class for at least several months. You know, yeah, but you have to perfect your very first English sentence. You know, so I took my time and I graduated, and here came graduation night with Mrs. Scott at the helm hosting the occasion of the year.
Hello, good evening. Hello, okay, I'd like to have a greeting for all of the students, the parents, and the community at large. Thank you for coming to the 1977 ESL graduation evening. And I'm your host and teacher, Mrs. Scott. Tonight we're going to embark on a tour, a journey if you will, of the English language. Our graduates have been practicing for several months already. Again, I'm their teacher, and if you can tell by my accent, I'm already perfecting the English language. But enough about me. I just want to say that, you know, I'm very proud of my my students because they work very hard. You know, they put in a long hours, you know. Sometimes never go home, you know. So if you ask my students, they'll testify that I am a very good teacher, okay? Very good, number one, okay? I'm very proud of my record. You know, just the other day I was overhearing my student, you know, talking to his parents, about how he loved my class very much, okay? He was saying, this is exact words, okay? Exact words. I'm not making anything up. He said, Mommy, Daddy, you have to come to Mrs. Scott's class. You know, she's my favorite teacher. You have to see her tits. That really brought a tear to my eyes. Okay? I just held on, you know, like that. I don't let gravity take it, you know. So without further ado, I want to bring on tonight's festivities, okay? Our first graduate, I'm very proud for him. He's kind of shy, kind of scared, okay? Kind of a frightened. Because he's from the Philippines, okay? For those of you who don't know where the Philippines is, if you take a look at the world map, okay, pretend there's a map, okay? The Philippines is the southernmost island of Spain. Okay, that's enough. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. Okay, but he's from the part of the Philippines known as the jungle. So I don't know if he's gonna wear shoes or no shoes. I don't know. He's new. I don't know. You know, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off, sometimes only one. Wow, he's like, he's a magical little boy. So, without further ado, God, enough about me. I want to bring up our first graduate, Mr. Rex Nabariti, who is going to recite his very first English sentence. He's working too long, okay? So please, please, who's crying? Who's crying? Rex, are you Rex, stop crying. Stop crying. Sorry. Stop crying. Stop crying. I'm so embarrassed. Stop crying. Do you want belt or the sleeper? Belt or the sleeper? Sorry. Okay, he's brave now. Come here, Mr. Rex Nabariti. Dika jump over the moon.